What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun, streaming on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the goblin fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, speaking in our best British accents today.
Hello?
As we send apologies across the pond. I think I tweeted, we apologize for the orange oaf waddling around your beautiful city of London. Join us, everybody, in the mirth. We're going to be here for, as I said, the next couple of hours. Strap in, strap on. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, you know, Yay. Wherever your social media is, unless we're not on it. Let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and kudos to all the Brits over there resisting and protesting this fucking fascist. And non-kudos to the royal family over there, legitimizing his fucking ass.
They're not gonna...
Dude.
They're not gonna... The queen is the ultimate in protocol and class and dignity. There's no way in hell they're going to do anything that would be perceived as disrespect. They're trying to show themselves as better than that orange piece of goose dung that is waddling around. Mm-hmm. Now, Meghan didn't show. She's got... You know, a new baby, which if she really, really wanted to meet him, I don't think would have precluded her. And I think Prince Philip at 98 years old was like, I'm not in the mood today.
Yeah.
They said he, on telly, they said he wakes up and decides if he's going to do anything that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, well, you know, he's 98. Let him.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's just the queen made that speech. Trump's sitting there looking like a normal human. He gets a photo op. I don't know what the protocol would be for.
Sadly, he is our president, and they kept him off as long as possible.
Boy, I don't know, man. I tell you what, this guy is Trump is different. And I think resisting from every fiber of your being, especially if you're an old, rich, white, withered woman, the Queen of England. She has all the privilege in the fucking world. She lives in a goddamn castle. She should resist this guy and not give him the time of fucking day, man. It's weird.
Thanks to those that buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids buy their Amazon shit.
Yes.
Every time you go through that link and buy something, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Only helps us out here at the Crab Diving Show.
Jolly good.
And... thanks to those that do.
Danke.
We appreciate it. Love you long time.
Ooh, wee wee.
For those wondering, the new intern sailed through her spaying.
Sailed through.
Apparently. Today I got a text from the shelter that said that she did very well
through
the surgery.
Good. That's good.
And the removal of her lady bits.
Yes.
and we should she should be starting work here at Crab Diving.
Right.
Wednesday, Thursday. That's amazing. Maybe something like that. So
We need an intern.
Which means, you know, she's not going to do any. She'll be as useless as Kate was, but something funny to say.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll have her on Wikipedia looking up facts.
The more concerned with facts than any Republican. That's for
yes.
sure. Some little terrier slash whatever the hell she is mix.
Right.
But we'll be welcoming the new intern. I've had a couple people DM me asking about. What's going on with that? So thanks for those axing.
Slide into my DMs.
I guess we can see what's going on in the headlines. Do you have any?
No, I have nothing to add. No.
Pre-headline wisdom?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Neither do I. So I might not have any post-headline wisdom. Yeah.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, dateline, June 3rd, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Yay.
We are not amused.
Oh, yes.
Let's see what's going on at the Drudge Report first.
Were you starting a Monty Python quote there? We're not amused?
No, I don't know where that's from. That's kind of a... I think that's Queen Victoria had famously said once.
Oh, okay.
You know, because she spoke with the royal we.
Right.
And I thought somewhere that they had quoted her saying that, but I don't know if that's urban myth or whatever, but it's just kind of funny to... assume any British royal would be saying, we are not amused.
I just looked at Posh Spice said that.
Oh, it was Posh Spice?
Oh, yes.
Spice Girls Tour.
I would see that.
Is going on right now.
Hell yeah.
No Beckham.
No.
She's like, I don't need your shit.
You're right.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
It says, royal, oh God, there is just no picture of him that is not awkward. It's from left to right. It's a picture of Trump, Queen Elizabeth Regina.
Yes.
I don't know if she's Regina. Queen Elizabeth the Second?
I have no idea.
The Queen.
The Queen.
Melania. Prince Charles and Camilla.
Right.
The Duchess of Cornwall, I think.
Hello!
She is.
Right.
It says royal welcome, pomp, and insults.
Oh, yes.
Well, we know from whence the insults came.
Unfortunately, just from Trump, right?
The first headline leads to the Daily Mail.
Yes.
So here's the headline paragraph from the Daily Mail. A great woman. Trump praises the Queen as they celebrate the eternal friendship between their nations as he and Melania... join Her Majesty and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge at state banquet. That's the fucking headline.
Good
at the
God.
Daily Mail.
I do believe I understand the story now.
Bullet points underneath. Donald and Melania Trump are enjoying pageantry of a state visit to Britain. He is probably eternally hard.
God, yeah.
Right now, because this is the shit he fucking lives for.
You know, I'm confused, though, because didn't he have an earlier UK visit?
Right. Nobody wanted to meet him.
So why is he getting the royal blowjob this time around? Any less fascist?
I guess the Queen finally decided it had taken too long and they were going to give him the state visit.
Wow. What would it, you know, it's interesting to me. What would it cost the royal queen to not suck his dick?
She does.
She didn't do it last time. And to me,
she's the only one that met him last time.
Right.
But remember, he walked in front of her with that.
Yeah.
Breaking protocol.
I'm just wondering why not give Kim Jong-un a state visit then? Or Duterte or some other strong man on the globe.
Well, neither of them are president of the largest and bestest friend that they have on the planet.
Yes, that's true.
As far as allies are concerned.
It was ironic to hear Hitler mentioned in her speech.
Oh, yeah, because they're commemorating D-Day, basically.
Yes.
they both gave speeches. I heard a little bit of the Queen's. It was very Queenie, infinitely more articulate, and she's a better speaker at 90 fucking what, two?
Yeah.
Than the piece of shit that we have, the embarrassment.
Well, I don't know. That depends, though. If you put that 92-year-old Brit in front of a warehouse full of racists at one of these Trump rallies, she wouldn't do as well.
Well, yeah.
See, his crowd is like a Klan rally.
All right, everyone, lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. Trump praises the Queen. It says, a great, great woman. As he celebrates their eternal friendship between our nations.
Ugh.
Blah, fuckity blah.
God damn.
And then other headline at the Drudge Report says pomp and insults.
Right.
And of that, it means, I believe, Trump on his way to London before the plane landed.
Yes.
I assume they take Air Force One across the pond, right?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
This is AP. It says, mixing pageantry and political pugilism. Well, look at these P's.
Oh, shit.
President Donald Trump embarked on his long-delayed state visit
to
Britain on Monday, belligerently insulting London's mayor, but being feted with smiles by the royals at a time of turmoil for both nations in the deep, if recently strained, alliance.
Man, I like Sadiq Khan.
Sadiq Khan, the mayor of Britain.
Yeah.
A Muslim.
That motherfucker, he knows how to stand up to Donald Trump.
Sadiq Khan, was it an op-ed that he published over the weekend or on Friday or something like that?
I don't know.
It's what Trump is responding to with schoolyard insults. Yes, it was. It was, London mayor compares Trump to European dictators in scathing op-ed about the president's UK visit.
Right.
He rebuked the UK's efforts to welcome.
Of course.
The mayor of London is agreeing with you.
Yeah. Fuck this motherfucker.
For his 3-day visit in an 841-word. Oh, look at him.
Shit.
841-word opinion piece published by The Guardian on Saturday. The mayor of London condemned Trump for starting an immigration policy that separated children from parents, using racism and xenophobia as election tactics, and introducing a travel ban on predominantly Muslim countries.
My God, listen to this shit.
From the op-ed, quote, "No, these are not the actions of European dictators of the 1930s and 40s, nor the military juntas of the 70s and 80s. I'm not talking about Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. These are the actions of the leader of our closest ally, the President of the United States of America."
Very disturbing. You know what? Do you remember that piece we covered that was about Hitler and drawing similarities to Hitler to Trump?
I think we've had a couple of them, but the most recent one I do remember, yeah.
But didn't they talk about how at first people
tried to make nice with him, yeah.
To make nice with this fucking guy.
Yeah, sure.
And I wonder, oh my God, I mean,
Neville Chamberlain made real nice with him.
I'm not trying to be a dick, and I'm sure the Queen has thought about this, but hasn't she considered maybe the planet not making the same mistake? Not it just continuing to make the same fucking mistake with this guy?
I think they probably think there's a good chance that he'll be gone in 2020. So,
I mean, and I would say
it's a little different, case, but
I mean, I would say that people might have said what you just said about Hitler.
Well, sure. I was just going to say we're in the early stages of the Trumpian era, and I know it doesn't feel like it, but you know, it took a good decade for Hitler to consolidate all of his power and become really totally fascisty and stuff. It's not like he rolled in and took over the nation and started shipping off Jews to the camps. That was,
I mean,
It was a gradual attack and takeover of the political and governmental systems.
I mean, I would think the royal family would give that some thought before they gave him a state fucking visit. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, did they really have to do that? I just don't get it. I don't know. It's gross. It's fucking disgusting.
Mayor Khan is the first Muslim to be elected London's mayor as a member of the Labour Party with a U.
Ooh.
Warning readers of an expanding allegiance to far-right politics. He classifies Trump, quote, one of the most egregious examples of a growing global threat.
Right.
They have a history of sniping at each other.
Right.
When terrorists killed 8 people during the attack on the London Bridge.
Yes.
In 2017, Trump tweeted, at least 7 dead and 48 wounded in terror attack, and mayor of London says there's no reason to be alarmed, exclamation point.
Well, good God.
That's how Trump rolls, though, you know. I mean,
and we all know.
Stir up fear. What do you mean you're not going to use it to scare everybody?
It's just, what is this guy, what is Trump, how far does Trump have to go to not get a platform from civilized people? What do people have to do to stand up to him? Especially white people in power. My God.
If we don't get rid of him, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
It says the op-ed comes right after Trump gave a preliminary endorsement to Boris Johnson, saying the Conservative Party member would be excellent.
Okay.
Do a very good job.
I don't know a lot about this guy, but you and I spoke about Boris Johnston. Johnston or just Johnson?
Johnson, crab diving offline.
Boris Johnson, we talked about him, I think, Saturday or Sunday, because he was a dude that gave that whacked out speech to those kids in that kindergarten class about death.
Yeah, somehow it drifted into like death and darkness and things. And then there's also some video of him when he was mayor of London. And he was at some kids rugby thing, I think it was, or whatever, and it was touch rugby, and he was on some pitch or something with the kids kind of playing, and he got the ball and leveled an 11-year-old. I mean, shoulder down. If you watch the video of it, there was no restraint there. He was just plowing through this kid who coincidentally happened to be a brownish kid.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Jeez.
Not that, you know, I'm accusing Mr. Johnson of any racism or anything like that.
Yes. Trump loves this guy.
He's a heavy Brexiteer. He's probably put some penis prints on Nigel Farage and vice versa.
Why would they do that? What do you mean penis prints?
Like, the penises have touched each other.
Oh, okay. I thought they were slapping each other, but this is affection.
Well, they might, yeah.
Right.
You know, however, who knows what they're into.
Hello.
He's a big time Brexiter. He wants out now.
Yay.
Even if there's no deal,
right?
Blast the consequences
and
the predicted disaster of not having a deal. He doesn't care. He wants out because he wants to put big walls up and kick all the brown people out of England.
What's with all these? You know, man, there's something about all these strongmen right now that are just
and
fucking weird.
And Uncle Nipples has a lot to do with it.
God, yes.
And his machine of disinformation. Everything we've talked about, every major election in the past few years, we found out has been sprinkled with Russian jizzle.
Yes. You know, jizzle. You know, the planet, I don't know, this is just me talking out of my anus here. But, yeah, I'm very talented. Yeah. Maybe the planet should consider resisting these freaks. Do you know what I mean? Giving them platforms.
Some of the planet is.
Treating them like the pariahs they fucking are before we wake up one day and bam.
Well, the problem is a lot of people like these pariahs.
Yeah. Well, but yes.
If we had an election in Pensacola to declare Trump king, rip up
absolutely
the Constitution, I have no doubt that it would pass.
Yes. But like,
So, I mean, you know.
But people like the Queen, the royal family, they are rich people, white people in power. And it would cost that the Queen very little to not acknowledge this motherfucker, to stand up for him. Whereas you got people protesting on the street, Donald Trump, and they get tear gassed, you know, or beaten by the cops or something like that. It's up to rich white people to stand up to this motherfucker.
That's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Let's see what's going on over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Effeet.
HuffPo. Oh, ooh. It's nothing to do with London. I like this headline.
Zut alors.
Well, it's a good news, bad news headline.
Right.
It says, ex-Governor Snyder's, that's of Michigan.
Okay.
Phone seized over Flint.
Oh, my God.
Authorities investigating Flint's water crisis have used search warrants to seize the mobile devices of former Governor Rick Snyder and 65 other current or former officials.
Damn!
The warrants were sought 2 weeks ago by the Attorney General's office, signed by a judge in Flint.
Yes.
The Solicitor General... Oh, Fadwa Hamoud.
Yes.
And Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, who's helping with the probe, confirmed that they executed a series of search warrants related to the criminal investigations of Flint's lead-contaminated water.
Oh, shit.
And an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease.
Good fucking God.
Yay, Republicans.
But that, you know, that Flint water, I mean, it's still going on now, but, like, it started when?
2014 is when they noticed it.
Yeah. So are they, I guess,
I don't know when they switched that, yeah. they switched, water sources, which caused all the problems because of the acidity in the water.
Yeah. So why are they just now seizing the phone records?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's weird, man.
The spokesperson for the current attorney general says we're doing everything we can to comply. Everyone's saying we're complying.
Yeah.
As I'm skipping through these
right
paragraphs.
Yes. Wait, you know, if it was the Trump administration, would you be reading the word complying?
No. Well, they'll say they complied.
Yeah. Yeah.
I complied with everything.
Yeah.
With the Mueller report, except I didn't talk to him and I didn't give him this and I would right. let this guy talk to him and yes. I didn't give him this.
Is it true Hillary Clinton poisoned the water in Flint?
Oh, I'm sure. with all the bodies she chucked in the water.
Oh, yes. Her and Bill.
The warrants come after Hamoud. This is the Solicitor General.
Yes.
I just lost my place. Oh,
right.
This year reported boxes of records were discovered in the basement of a state building, including phone extractions and a trove of other materials stored on hard drives that had allegedly not been turned over in response to subpoenas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we didn't know those were there.
People, where were they, in the basement?
Somewhere in a basement somewhere. she sought long breaks in the criminal cases to look at the boxes and any other evidence.
Right.
This guy Flood.
Yes.
Todd Flood.
Right.
Was the initial former special prosecutor that was assigned to it.
Yes.
But Hamoud has been managing the investigation more recently.
Yes. Man, they just hit a bunch of shit in the basement.
Flood was ousted as the special prosecutor in April after leading a 3-year investigation that led to charges against current or former officials, including two members of Snyder's cabinet. Nobody in Snyder's office has been charged, of course.
Okay.
Hamoud accused Flood of mishandling the production of records. The special prosecutor.
Fucked up.
He defended, I wonder if he's a Republican.
Oh, a fucking course.
He has defended his work, saying he acted totally professionally.
Well, no one's talking about this guy's professionality. Did you break the law?
In 3 years, he kind of didn't find a bunch of boxes in a basement and hard drives. And she did.
Yeah.
Since April.
Right. Probably because the governor and his office said, hey, I'm going to hide a bunch of shit in the basement. Can we keep that secret?
Wouldn't Snyder have been governor at the time that Flood was appointed? If he's been doing it for 3 years, that means that he was probably a Republican.
Oh, but yeah.
He's probably a Republican.
Of course.
We'll see what goes there. Even the governor's phone sees
shit
in the new probe into what happened in Flint.
God.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay. God, I mean, the country really hasn't done Flint right, man. That's the understatement of the fucking century.
Well, and I think tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I think there's cities all across the nation where
similar
shit like that is happening. Yeah.
Right.
Superfund sites. And we know the Republicans love them some polluters.
Oh, yes.
And look the other way as they're dumping toxic chemicals into fucking everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, profit got to be made.
Right, right.
Hopefully there will be some reckoning in Flint for Flint.
I mean, they don't have what?
It's about fucking time.
What do you do there, though? I mean, you just live with...
I think most people have okay water now, but there's still a couple of areas that don't, which is beyond ridiculous.
I mean, you can't sell your house and move.
Okay, fixer upper?
Yeah, you can't drink the water here.
Those are your headlines.
Yay!
Everybody.
Winning!
It was Faithless Friday on Friday. Thanks for everyone listening.
Jeebus.
There. I'm just scanning.
Oh, was that the Kenneth Copeland day? We played those fucked up clips.
It absolutely was.
Good Christ. Good Christ. That guy is bananas. All you religious wackos out there that are speaking in tongues. I don't know. On some level, I admire your confidence that you think people will just believe.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dala moko. Mande kishiti kolora bashata.
Spedo kuge de mahadi mamba kugo huno mani me. Adu shaka taria kataha. Abasotiriante shato 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 shato.
Three different preachers, three different tongues.
It sounds like some of them do that thing where it's just like, this is like elation, it's energy. Do you know what I mean? It's salutations or something like that. You know, it's loud. But then some of it's very pedantic. You know,
pedantic, what do you mean?
Well, like, it sounds like a professor.
Yeah.
It sounds like on that one clip. Whatever the fuck that is, it sounds like
it's also
he's
ridiculous.
Teaching class.
Kaditana namosoya lama.
Yeah.
Kamba sokoya. Kobapa bashata. Ola bakandara da batoya. Mandara da bosoya.
What the fuck?
We
don't have to believe this shit. I'm just throwing it out there. If you happen to be a Pentecostal person, you deal with the speaking in tongues, and you, by accident, you downloaded our atheist bullshit liberal podcast, you don't have to follow this. You don't have to believe it. It's fucking nuts.
Other stuff in the news, everybody.
Yay.
As the Democratic primaries keep heating up.
Ooh, yes.
Over the weekend, California had its convention?
Yeah.
Something had added. There was some event in California.
Yay.
That
Democratic California Convention, baby.
A number of the candidates attended.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, not Joe Biden.
Right. Right.
I know there was this is the California Democratic Party Convention in San Francisco.
Yes.
At one point, Kamala Harris was being interviewed on stage by Karine Jean-Pierre from MoveOn.org.
Oh, wee.
And some dude just wandered up on the stage,
No.
walked past him, grab the mic out of the hand of Kamala Harris.
Yes.
As Karine Jean-Pierre, all like 5'4 or 5'5 of her, was the only one to stand up and get in between the guy and the senator.
Oh, my God.
Until a couple of people decided to get out there and grab the guy.
Do they have security, any of these candidates?
That's what they're asking about.
Shit.
I mean, they don't get any special security, like Secret Service or anything.
Right.
I think until maybe unless they're the actual candidate, then maybe. I'm not sure if they do.
If they get threats, they do. Because I remember one candidate one year had protection because she or he got some super duper fucked up threats, but I don't remember who, what, when, or where. Isn't that great?
So the Democratic Party hopefuls, mostly except for Joe Biden, went to San Francisco for the convention. Delegates and activists were able to see speeches by over a dozen 2020 candidates.
Yes.
That's actually only half, though, right?
Right.
There's fucking 24 people running. Oh, I don't think we... I think this was another offline...
Crab diving offline conversation.
Governor Hickenlooper...
Hickenlooper!
...of Colorado, former Governor Hickenlooper...
Yes.
...was speaking at the event, and God, he's one of these centrist guys that seems to lick some conservative twaddle once in a while by...
Vomitous.
...by... saying, you know, he's one of these that, oh, socialism is a bad word.
God,
well,
damn.
Listen to the reaction of the Democratic crowd.
Oh, shit.
When he says socialism is not the answer.
God.
Socialism is not the answer. I was reelected in a purple state. One of the worst years for Democrats in a quarter century.
Yes, they didn't let
fuck
up.
Fuck that. Man, I love that crowd. We are not put on this earth to sit here and apologize for our politics and try to make nice with fucking moderates. Fuck that.
So he was booed soundly.
Yes.
On Sunday, apparently, John Delaney, representative who is also running.
Yes.
Apparently didn't learn.
No.
From Hickenlooper's.
Okay.
Booing. Here is Delaney saying that Medicare for all may not be the right solution.
Oh, fuck him.
That's the reaction.
Fucking awesome. Damn.
So, you know, California Democrats ain't fucking around.
No, they don't. This would be
a surplus in the budget, by the way, as much as the conservatives try to paint California as some hellscape. Things are doing pretty well there right now.
Hey, Joe Biden, why didn't you go to this convention?
Excellent question.
You know, he's not doing us any favors. He's really not.
I wonder if this is the kind of thing that was booked early before he joined the race, but then I'm sure they would have made a slot for him.
I think Joe wanted to avoid what Hickenlooper and whatever that other twat, what they went through. Because Joe's going to get booed too.
Quite possibly. And a couple of the others took shot at him. Bernie most obviously said something about, somebody who's not here. And somebody who's not here.
Yeah.
Bernie's saying they're thinking we need to moderate the ideas. And Bernie's like, it's the time for that is past. We need. And Elizabeth Warren said the exact same thing. We need the time for that's past. She said, quote, the time for that's past. We need big ideas.
Yeah.
Big, bold ideas. Not little patches and little dick moves.
And it's not necessarily a safe bet that a moderate will more easily beat Donald Trump.
You say that. There's a new, data.
New data. Hello.
This is from an article at salon.com.
Is salon British?
No.
Salon.
At salon.com. Says there is hard data that shows that a centrist Democrat would be a losing candidate.
You said hard.
I said hard.
Right.
Thomas Piketty, the French political economist who made waves with his 2013 book Capital in the 21st Century, has written a paper titled Brahmin Left versus Merchant Right.
What
the? Rising inequality and the changing structure of political conflict, which analyzes around 70 years of post-election surveys, blah, blah, blah. But basically what it says is that the centrist way for the Democrats may not be the best way to go right now.
And also, is the jig up? I mean, do we all get it? I mean, people really like what Elizabeth Warren's rolling out there and fucking Bernie. They love that.
Yeah. Yes.
And do you think Bernie would have beat Trump? I mean, that's kind of a crazy question. What with all the Russian collusion and shit?
I don't know. They would have hit socialism really, really, really hard. So who knows with the whole, with the full force of the Russian propaganda machine aimed at them. I don't, who knows?
That's interesting. What do people hate more in this country? I'm talking about rednecks. What do they hate more, socialism or Hillary?
Oh, Hillary, I think, because they've been turned into such lunatics about Hillary.
Right. But,
well, I don't know, because there are a lot of, we spoke with a Democrat, a centrist Florida Democrat over the weekend.
Oh, God.
Who was asking us about the politics and stuff, and she's pro-choice.
Yeah.
Except for rape and incest.
God.
And considers herself a middle of the road Democrat. And she's very scared of the socialism. She's 50s, let's say, I think.
Well, wait.
She's in her 50s. And I think of the end of that age where it's socialism is the big terror word, where you're supposed to be hiding under your desks to worry about the commie, the commies dropping bombs.
I think she's actually anti-choice. The only time she believes,
pro-life. Right.
Excuse that's a lot of these fucking liberals around here
waving your dongle at me.
But it's the dongles. I don't know. Is anybody from Apple or iPhone listening right now? This dongle thing that I have to plug into my phone just so I can listen to headphones. I don't have to charge. Why did you do this to people?
More phones are going.
What's your fucking problem?
They're going wireless like that too. I saw.
Yeah.
I was reading about this. It says, without a strong egalitarian internationalist platform, it is difficult to unite low education, low income voters from all origins. Extreme historical circumstances can and did help deliver such an encompassing platform, but there's no reason to believe that is necessary nor a sufficient condition.
Oh, shit. I think I read that. Yeah. Hey, so is that saying that the Democrats now don't have room for people in the party that are these big, rich political donors that want to stay rich but want to appear like socially liberal or progressive? Yeah.
Democratic presidential candidates like Elizabeth Warren, Mike Gravel, and Bernie Sanders fulfill this kind of platform to some degree when Sanders uses terms like 99% and 1%. Or talks of universalizing abortion rights or health care or housing rights, he is articulating the egalitarian internationalist platform. It says Warren is interesting because she advocates for heavy regulation and taxation of the rich, but she is hesitant to disparage their right to actually be rich.
Yes.
And she is quick to identify as a capitalist. And we don't have problems with that. Capitalist away and enjoy your big boats and your big houses. It gets ridiculous when you're earning billions and billions of dollars a year and we have people living on the streets fucking country. That's the problem. Nobody is saying we're going to all start wearing uniforms and living in the same size house in the exact same size plot of land with the same car. Nobody's allowed any upward mobility or anything like that. No one is saying that remotely. No one is saying that except for the Republicans who are saying, oh, my God, if we get universal health care, the next step is uniforms.
Yeah. It's fucking sick. I mean, I think the point is, right, that it's immoral in a society to have billionaires when you have people sleeping on the streets.
Yes.
It's fucking crazy. And Elizabeth Warren is talking about going after people who are making $50 million a year. And I would say, why do we need 50 millionaires in this fucking country? Why? We don't need that. So many poor people. It's fucking ridiculous. You know, I mean, shouldn't there be a cap on how much money you can make?
That's been proposed. And one way to do it is, instead of having a cap, tax the fuck out of the higher margins, yeah, like they did in the 50s when allegedly America was great.
Right. And I don't what I don't get in this country. God, we talked about this so much, but I don't get in this country when somebody says, hey, we're going to tax everybody making $50 million and more. We're going to tax the living shit out of them. Why that bothers poor people? Why poor people don't like that shit? I love it.
Because socialism. And they're stupefied. Well, that's not the right word. They're
dumbified.
They're brainwashed into thinking that they may one day be living the lifestyle of the rich and famous. And if they work hard and earn all that money, they don't want to give no more of that money up to the brown people who are sitting around on welfare.
God,
but my food stamps aren't welfare.
Robin Leach can rot in hell. I mean, really, what that fucking television show did to this country, fuck off with your caviar dreams and your champagne wishes or whatever you fucking said. That show made everybody think they can
I think it was a symptom, but yeah, you essentially, know what I mean?
Just made everybody think
the Reagan 80s of fiscal country where you greed is good. And, you know, these rich finance assholes is supposed to be worthy work. Again, you know, some guy out pushing a broom 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
I have more respect for than 99.9% of these finance companies.
Oh, God, yes.
In their ivory towers.
I'm a senior financial manager at X, Y, and Z. Come suck my dick.
Yeah, and contributes more to society. The guy sweeping up a school does more real good for society than some asshole amassing wealth, sticking it in accounts in the Caymans and in Switzerland and buying giant boats.
And doing harm. And actually doing fucking harm. Man, I read this other thing that was talking about in America. Instead of we're not really fighting poverty, but we're actually waging a war on poor people.
Yes.
I think we talked about this actually. Another crab diving offline conversation. What is that? Nimbly? Was it not in my backyard? Nimbly? I read some article about how, what the fuck was this? They wanted a site for some low-income housing near this neighborhood in San Francisco. And immediately a GoFundMe went up for the surrounding neighborhoods.
Oh, I saw that.
To mount a legal campaign against the very existence of this fucking shelter.
Right.
Because they didn't want that shit in their fucking backyard.
Fascinating. They're crowdfunding.
Yeah.
For something like that.
So what, all their rich friends are going to donate to this to kick the poor people out? Or?
Oh, yeah. God.
What about Jesus?
So, hopefully we'll see. I don't know. I saw another story. I think it was last week that the Democratic Party, again, seems to be maybe starting to do some bullshit about, it was more the media, I think. You know what it was? I remember now. It was an op-ed by Cenk Uygur.
Yes.
From the Young Turks.
Right.
Profound lefty. Big-time Bernie supporter.
Right.
Not to the point of Bernie broism, though.
Yes.
Once Bernie lost the primaries.
Right.
He vigorously
campaigned for Hillary. Well,
right?
That's nice.
Because he's not a stupid fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was writing that about how unfair the media coverage is of Bernie right now.
Yeah.
And that the coverage of Bernie that's out there is negative. Now, the argument against it, I did see some responses to it, are that, and part of this I think might be true, Bernie was the shiny new girl at the prom.
Right, right.
The transfer student from Sweden.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden everybody's like, whoa, look at him. Everybody loved him. And now there are, to his credit, for his influence and his popularity, that there are so many candidates now out of the 24 that are espousing profoundly lefty views, just like him. Nobody was talking about Medicare for everybody until Bernie.
Yeah.
That was the third rail of politics for healthcare.
That's true, man.
So, you know, we give Bernie credit for helping move the conversation, but, you know, Americans have the attention span of a Jack Russell on meth. And and they now it's you've got Elizabeth Warren, you've got well, every single one of them is kind of pushing, except for one or two that are these centrists. But even Hickenlooper's stupid.
Yeah,
because if you look at what he's done in Colorado, there's a lot of really progressive shit that he's accomplished in Colorado, all kinds of good things, Medicaid expansion and all that.
But
he's, I think, making the political calculation that you can't use the word socialist, that the dummies will just rail against the term socialism. Even if, as they say, I like universal health care. I like background checks for guns. Yeah. You'll list off every issue and they'll agree with most of them. But then when you try to say, well, you know, that's kind of socialism.
Well, you know, too, like those moderates, like, you know, listen, honestly, what's Biden's main during the primary? What's his main message going to be? Fear. Vote for me or one of these assholes are going to lose to Donald Trump. It'll be 4 more years of this fucking fascist.
Yeah. Well, and Biden, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens after these debates, because I think Biden's obvious name recognition, everybody knows who he is. There's still shit tons of people out there who don't know anything about Elizabeth Warren other than Pocahontas. There's still shitloads of people out there who don't know from Pete Buttigieg, who don't know anything about Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Who know nothing of Cory Booker.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. It'll be interesting to see, because I have a feeling they're all going to gang pile on Joe.
Right.
And rightfully so. He's the leader right now in every single poll.
Yeah.
Which these polls are kind of ridiculous.
They are, man.
There was in 2008. Yeah. In 2007, I guess, when the primaries were dead last in all the polls, was a man named Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
So these polls that we got now, and the fact that Biden is the shiny object, I wouldn't worry that much about that, because Hillary was the inevitable nominee, and then Barack Obama came around and knocked her out.
Right.
It wasn't easy. It was a tough battle, but he did end up obviously winning.
Yes.
So there's hope. And
for what? For not having a moderate in there? Or,
Not
having Biden be the nominee?
Yes. And I wouldn't mind Biden. I mean, again, anyway, any of the, even the alleged centrists, your Gillibrands and your...
Klobuchar.
Almost every issue, again, they're on the right side.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to move a little slower, or they say... they realize that with Mitch McConnell in there, none of it's going to get done, and we're going to have to maybe take baby steps. But people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear baby steps. People want to hear what Elizabeth Warren is
I want to hear fight.
People, yeah, Elizabeth Warren, big.
Yeah.
Big ideas. We need big ideas.
Right. I mean, yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I eagerly look forward to these first debates and see what shakes out after the debates.
You know, it's like looking at the party, what I get is a sense of, like, some of these people, you know, are they being selfish? Shouldn't Joe Biden look at what's going on and say, damn, we should have a younger person running. And you know what? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to fight like hell for them.
Yeah, but if he feels like he can win it and he can do it, you know, I think his view is that he looks at the polls. and sees that it's, you know, what people say about socialism and all that shit, just like Nancy looking at the polls to see whether people want to impeach Trump or not. But that's a little different because we think we're past the polling point and it's their congressional or constitutional duty to start these impeachment inquiries. But I think he thinks he's the guy to do it. I guess I don't fault him for that. I don't fault any of them for thinking they're going to be the ones to maybe pull it off.
Right. God, you know,
we shall see.
I don't know. It's like we have, why are there, it is a little frustrating that.
Don't forget they're all politicians.
Yeah.
Kind of ambitious. I would say, except for Elizabeth Warren. You know what I mean? I've never gotten the ambitious vibe off of her. Like,
yeah.
I've gotten the, I want to do good things vibe. Therefore, I should probably run for higher office. You know?
Believe her.
Right.
I mean, if Biden's, you know, intentions are pure and he's doing this because out of a sense of duty to the party, then why skip that California convention then?
Don't know.
Why not talk to the constituents?
Maybe he had something else going on.
To the fuck. Well, I guess. I mean.
Or maybe he just figured it was going to be such a big clusterfuck that his message would get lost. I don't know what the strategy is. Obviously his peeps.
Yeah.
And he made the decision.
I think. Yeah.
Made the decision to, not go.
Right. Cause it'll cost him points, right? Cause he'll have to talk and he'll have to be compared to what he's saying to Biden and Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to like it. He would have like a Hickenlooper moment. You know?
So that's that. There is now, I guess, hard data that suggests that a centrist candidate ain't going to do it.
Yes. Jeez.
And that would suck.
That would suck. That would suck because we're all going to vote for whoever the fucking nominee is.
Yeah. Again, the Trump factor intrigues me, though, because there's nothing normal about these elections.
Yeah.
And there's nothing normal about Trump. He's not just some normal, disgusting, corporate suckwad Republican.
Right.
And I really wonder if we've learned our lesson after 2016 and that people will get the fuck out and vote.
Oh, that?
If a centrist.
Yeah.
Because Trump's going to get 30% of the vote.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem. Just
right.
From that.
Just being there, right?
30 to 40% of the vote for,
How sad.
We just need to get, we obviously, I believe, have the overwhelming numbers in the country, and people just didn't get out for various reasons.
Yeah.
Only 53, 54% voted.
I thought you were about to, I thought you were about to say, I wonder if we've learned our lessons from 2016. For just the Democrats, the party in general, about how to handle this fucking guy. You're talking about how strange and how out of the ordinary he is. But it just seems like the left is fighting him in very ordinary ways. Just playing by the rules, blah, 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 blah. Sending a centrist out to defeat this fucking guy.
We'll see who ends up.
Yes.
And the fucking Democratic Party better not be caught dicking around,
because that will keep people from voting. That will make people feel like, fuck it, I'm not voting. I don't want to vote for Trump, but I'm not going to support Joe Biden because both sides are equally corrupt. Oh my God.
There it is again. Yeah.
That will be the, oh my God, that'll be the undoing.
And that was the Russian bots were out pushing that big time. The, Hillary cheated Bernie. They cheated Bernie. They cheated Bernie. They cheated Bernie.
Goddamn mission accomplished.
And yes, they put their, we've talked about this before. Yes, they put their thumb on the scales. Untoward.
Yes.
Shitty. Unfair. Not illegal.
Right. It's a DNC, private, right?
And Bernie, again, to his credit, shone the light on that. And there was major changes in the DNC selection process. They got rid of those super delegates for the first round. They got rid of, they changed the structure to make sure that doesn't happen again because Democrats were pissed and they realized that a decent enough percentage said, fuck it, we're not voting because you guys screwed over our candidate.
Yeah.
And then the Russian internet brigade just poured kerosene on that fire, jet fuel on that fire.
Well, it's good that we've addressed Russian interference in our election. So, you know, in 2020, we won't have the same problem, right?
Right. But now I really wonder if we know about it now, like if the Bernie bros have any inkling that they were had. If some of them, now I know there are some that aren't, or I don't, because some of the people that post on Facebook, how the fuck do I know if it's not a, you know, some Russian troll or something?
I don't know, man.
These are the people that seem to be saying, you know, well, if the Democrats don't want us to vote for them, then, you know, don't put up a corrupt candidate.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, you talk to
versus Trump, which is
it's laughable, right?
It's beyond ridiculous.
I mean, these people that Hillary's equally as corrupt, I would say, where are the indictments? Where's the evidence? Why isn't she in jail? Because she would
well,
be.
Well, and I disagree with them, but let's just for laughs and argument's sake stipulate, okay, she's just as corrupt as Trump. Now let's look at what she wants to do for the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's look at what Trump wants to do to the country.
Well,
and let's look at the policies that they're talking about. And oh, my God, Hillary might have gotten rich nefariously. Oh, my God, Trump got rich nefariously. Who are you going to pick?
I know.
And to say the lesser of two evils, I'm not picking the lesser of two evils. Then you're a dumb fuck because you're not going to get a perfect candidate unless you run yourself.
Ooh. Jeez.
Nobody is going to agree with me 100%
right.
unless I run. So it's just hopefully now that we know that everything's out kind of in the air. I just wonder if that will mitigate some of the Russian fuckery.
Yeah. It might.
And that these, you know, the platforms are starting to get their hands slapped and realizing that they may be in trubs.
The platforms like Facebook and
right,
Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
Now the people are talking about breaking them up.
Well, you know, the Facebook's going to sponsor the Republican National Convention.
Oh, really?
Did you see that?
No. So that's what's going on there.
Yay.
Y'all. Also in the news, we talked a little about, don't forget, if you want to help us out here financially.
Yes.
We don't hit your ears with a whole bunch of bullshit advertisement.
We don't hit.
But if you want to help us out, we do get a commission if you
Yay.
Go buy stuff at Amazon through our link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
As I said.
Hello.
And do that and go buy the new book by Michael Wolff that's coming out.
Oh shit.
Michael Wolff of Fire and Fury.
Yes.
The biggie bestseller.
Right.
That was pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Kind of the first, it was the first big book that went behind the scenes at the Trump administration, and we learned a whole bunch of shit.
Are we going to see more books, you think?
Oh, fuck
from the
yes.
White House?
Oh, fuck yes. This is Vanity Fair. It says, last year after Michael Wolff published Fire and Fury, the epic sales-smashing, unforgiving gossip dump depicting the can't-make-this-up stuff, chaos and disarray of the Trump administration. They say the conventional wisdom was that he wouldn't be able to pull off another White House tell-all. However,
jeez.
Oh, Fire and Fury sold over 4 million copies.
Damn!
They say it was too down and dirty, too explosive, too scandalous for any sources to be willing to talk to him again. Surely he'd burned all of his bridges. Well, guess what? Nope. He interviewed over 150 people for the sequel.
Yes.
The more than 2/3 of whom were repeat interviews.
Damn.
It says, once again, the dirt is abundant.
No shit.
Trump insults everyone in his orbit. Repeatedly, viciously, and always privately, they return the favor.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody says anything back to him.
Right.
But they talk privately.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch allegedly once said of Trump, "I can't get the asshole off the phone."
Oh, God.
Holding out the phone as the president's voice rambled into the air.
So does Trump see something on the news and bitch to Murdoch? Is that what he does?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, God.
The same section of the book details tensions between Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch, yes, or James Murdoch, his son,
right,
and Rupe, resulting from the son's disgust over the Fox News primetime lineup.
Oh, shit.
Particularly Lumpy.
Yeah, that's Hannity, right?
Yes, Sean Hannity.
Woo.
From the book, quote, "Father and son had screaming fights over Hannity and Trump."
Well, good.
"The Murdoch family had become collaborators," declared the younger Murdoch. "The world would remember. The future of the company is at stake," the son said.
He's right. The world will remember what Fox News did, right? And they're going to be on the side of fucking fascism.
God, that son can't wait for him probably to shed his mortal coil. But I don't think he's the one in charge of Fox News.
Yeah.
I think Lachlan, the other son, is in charge of Fox News.
Yeah.
Lachlan is more like dad.
Right. And listen, son of Rupert, whoever the fuck you are, you're enjoying the money. You're enjoying daddy's money and all that shit. Why don't you speak out?
Well, right.
Quit. Speak out. Otherwise, go fuck yourself.
They say that with the Murdoch, younger Murdoch, Hannity's cheerleading had begun to wear thin.
Right. Cheerleading of Trump?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It became wear thin with Trump.
Oh.
That Hannity's obsequious ball licking, apparently, even got to Trump.
It grossed Trump out, even though his balls were the ones being licked. Yeah. Interesting.
For all of Hannity's flattery, for all of his zealous commitment to the president, Trump, in almost equal proportion, had become disdainful of him, which is partly standard practice. Sooner or later, Trump feels contempt for anyone who shows him too much devotion.
God, what is that? Paranoia? He's just fucked up.
The new book is 315 pages.
Shit.
It's called Siege.
Siege.
So, pre-order that. And if you want to listen to books, go to crabdiving.com/audible. Ooh, excuse me. Why? crabdiving.com/audible and, join Audible, download all kinds of audiobooks.
I mean, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it is kind of nice that, you know, Rupert Murdoch isn't having a great time. At least his son's screaming at him. That should make us all happy.
The book made headlines last week also from a part in it where Wolf claims that Mueller's team, at the urging of top special counsel prosecutor Andrew Weissman, drew up a 3-count obstruction of justice indictment last year, only to back off because of fears that Trump might do something rash, like trying to shut down the entire investigation.
Oh, shit.
Wolf writes, "As much as Weissman wanted to indict the president, Bob Mueller wanted to stay in business.
Keep the special counsel going,
Keep the investigation going.
Okay.
But the special counsel spokesman said that these documents do not exist, which I think is interesting wording.
Do not exist, meaning that at one time they did, and now they're deleted?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, don't you think? Like, wouldn't you say it never happened, there were never any indictments, that's nuts. They say the documents alleged in Wolf's book do not exist.
The documents, the indictment doesn't exist.
So they might have taken it to the shredder and made it go away.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Why? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're looking too much into it, but it's interesting wording.
No. I don't think you could analyze this shit too closely. I mean, you know, it's historical. But, and like, I don't, here's what I don't understand. Bob Mueller says he didn't want to indict the president because he was worried the investigation would be shut down.
He didn't want to indict the president. But with just those three things.
Right.
He wanted to keep going and find more.
To indict the president.
Well, he couldn't indict the president.
Yeah.
There are other things in the book and the chapter about, there's a chapter about Jamal Khashoggi.
Khashoggi.
Wolf says that Jared Kushner, in an off the record conversation with a reporter, remarked, quote, "This guy was the link between certain factions in the royal family and Osama. We know that. A journalist? Come on. This was a terrorist masquerading as a journalist." So that's the old Saudi line,
right,
of argument. And he was not the link between the royal family and, well, he was a link between the royal family and Osama back in the 80s when we were sending arms to Osama,
right,
as Osama was fighting the Ruskies in Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah, in Afghanistan.
So, yes, he, Jamal Khashoggi was associated with Osama at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
He wasn't a terrorist.
And this is Jared Kushner?
Allegedly.
God, the president's senior fucking advisor.
Wolf also offers a new take on the famous catch and kill exercise with the National Enquirer.
The Stormy Daniels thing, right?
Right. The he says, Wolf writes, quote, "was not willing to share evidence of the affair. Her phone theoretically," this is McDougal, Karen McDougal.
Right.
"Her phone theoretically with texts from Trump's was in storage. The friends in whom she had confided were unavailable. Her receipts were lost. In other words, there wasn't enough solid material for a story." So that's why they didn't do the McDougal story.
What happened to all that shit?
Oh.
Her phone was lost in storage.
In other words, wasn't it too, working with Michael Cohen, they say, was it a Cohen and Pecker setup?
Pecker.
Michael Cohen. Were Cohen, right, and Pecker each in a perpetually subservient and unrequited relationship with Trump? Were they in cahoots to increase their standing or leverage with Trump? So they were working together to try to please the king.
Yes. Who the fuck was Pecker? Pecker was the
he's the guy that owns the Enquirer.
Okay.
Owned.
Shit. Right.
So there you go. He also is revisiting some of the earlier book's biggest controversies.
Yes.
When he was on with Real Time with Bill Maher, I remember this, he plugged one of the blind items that he slipped into the book and encouraged viewers to, quote, read between the lines.
Oh, yeah,
the carefully worded passage in one of the final chapters seemed to suggest Trump was having an affair with Nikki Haley.
Was he?
Haley went public, furiously rebutting the rumor. She said it was highly offensive and disgusting.
Whatever.
In Siege, however, Wolf supplies an explanation for how the Trump Haley chatter might have gotten going in the first place. He didn't say it happened.
Right.
He said he heard.
Yes.
That it happened. It was idle and not particularly believable. Trump boast. Trump might have said to somebody.
Yeah. He's bragging.
Locker room talk.
Right, right.
What's true here is that this was what he had said. It was a species of his famous locker room talk. What was far from certain was that what he had said, whether it was true, and few around him gave it much credence.
Well, Trump's locker room talk. I mean, when you say grab him by the pussy, there are accounts of him doing that to women that he sees. And there's accounts of him. Who was the person that was on The Apprentice that he had to the Beverly Hills Hotel? He had him to
Summer Zervos?
Yeah. To his room. Maybe. Some suite ended up rolling around on the bed with her and trying to kiss her and all kinds of shit. So I would say, like, Trump's locker room talk might be closer to truth than not. You know?
Apparently, Steve Bannon loves talking to Wolf.
Oh, yes.
It says, despite the professional consequences, they think that they say here that he lost his White House gig in wake of the comments he made in Fire and Fury.
Shit.
Describing one of the things he described was Trump Jr. meeting with the Russians as treasonous.
Right.
In that book. But Bannon continued to be a key source. Wolf writes, quote, Trump's wrath helped cost Bannon the backing of his patrons. Billionaire Bob Mercer and his daughter Rebecca forced his departure from Breitbart News. So it backfired on Bannon.
Didn't Bannon also identify, like, oh, God, Trump's campaign manager. What's his fucking name? In jail.
Manafort.
Didn't, when he found out the shit going on with Manafort, the money from Ukraine, the millions of dollars that he didn't account for, when that showed up, didn't Bannon immediately say, you got to resign?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you're fucked.
And he wanted Flynn gone.
Right, because of the
right
lying for the confirmation, yeah.
And the creepy ties to Turkey and Russia.
And the phone call to that dude who was on vacation, the Kislyak.
But Wolf says, in all my years in the business, I have encountered few sources who, after revealing themselves, didn't blame the person who exposed them. He says he thinks it's a measure of Bannon's character that he stood by his remarks.
Well, and also, who's going to fuck in all the people you just laid out from this White House? Who can fuck with Bannon?
Yeah, yeah.
Bannon is probably going to outsmart everyone.
There you go. One quote from the book, from a quote staff member who has spent countless hours with the president.
Oh shit. Can you imagine?
This quote says, quote, I have never met anyone crazier than Donald Trump.
Do they mean as a boss or just in general? In general.
I think in general.
This guy's fucking bananas.
So, prepare yourselves. Go pre-order.
Yes.
Michael Wolff's new book at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
God, it's like, it's so true. All these strong men are so fucking weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like Duterte's weird. He says weird shit.
Oh, yeah. We got that story from him over the weekend that he cured himself of being gay. Inexplicably.
Right. And nobody in the Philippines is really going to challenge him on that, right? Because they'll end up dead.
Well, right.
Yeah.
This is from the CNN.
Fake news.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte told the crowd he used to be gay before he cured himself.
Oh, okay.
He was making a speech to the Filipino community in Tokyo.
Oh.
After he accused his political opponent and vocal critic Senator Antonio, does double L sound like a Y? I assume.
I don't know.
Antonio Trillanes.
Oh, yes.
The fourth.
Oh, okay. The fourth.
Duterte accused him of being gay.
Jeez.
He then said he could sense he himself was also a bit gay. He said he was cured
right
after he met his current partner. Oh, he said he was a bit gay when he was married to his ex-wife.
Oh,
that's a slam at his ex-wife.
Oh, absolutely.
But he said he was cured after he met his current partner, Honeylet. Her first name is Honeylet.
Honeylet,
spelled like you think.
Jeez.
Avancenia.
Honeylet Avancenia. That's my most favorite name.
Duterte said, I became a man again. So beautiful women cured me. I hated handsome men afterwards.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Now prefer beautiful women.
Did he go to Michelle Bachmann's husband's place to...
To pray the gay away, maybe.
Absolutely.
Have the gay sucked out of him.
Yes. Right through this one part of my anatomy.
In March... In 2016, he called the U.S. ambassador to his country a gay son of a bitch in a speech.
Yes.
The following year, he told Filipinos in Myanmar that he was against same-sex marriage.
Right.
That recognizing those marriages wouldn't be acceptable in the Philippines, which is predominantly Catholic.
Jeez.
But then later that year, he said rights of the LGBT community would be protected during his presidency. There will be no oppression, and we will recognize your importance in society, he said.
Jeez.
To an LGBT conference.
The thing about living in these nations ruled by these lunatics is that he'll say that today, but who knows if that's how he really feels.
Well, I think he might be nice to the gay community if he's, you know, if he's a little that way himself, which is fine. And, you know, gender fluid or sexual preference fluidity is fine.
Right.
But I don't believe he cured himself. Yeah. Maybe he did.
I mean, and his comments about his opponent were homophobic.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know. It just seems, I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem that gay friendly.
Maybe he was threatened to be blackmailed by somebody who he sword fighted with some time in the past.
So he got ahead of it.
Maybe. I mean, it's worth the think.
Right.
In this day and age.
Well, so like our president could come out and say something in support of Pride Week, right? But then at the same point, his vice president is Mike Pence. And so those two things are at odds.
There was another story I saw that said, you know, if you carefully analyze Trump's, the way he talks about Pride Month and things like that, I think they said it's like, hey, at least we don't kill you.
It's a threat.
You're lucky we don't kill you like in other countries. Be happy with what you got, homosexual.
Well, that tweet, his Pride tweet was that, you know?
So that's that.
Right.
We have, I've got a story here. This is a really quick and dirty when animals get pissed segment.
Oh shit!
Of which I'm trying to find
drop. Is this involving a squirrel?
It is not.
When animals get pissed.
Chickens get pissed,
guys.
Maybe.
Calm down.
From the sovereign state of Florida, from whence we broadcast here.
Ooh, yes.
In the panhandle.
Right.
Clearwater.
Fuck you.
Clearwater Popo took a call from a homeowner in the Eagles Landing Circle West area of
Freedom
Clearwater, whatever the fuck that means.
I think that's south of us.
Clearwater's down there, yeah. They were called after some noises were heard in the kitchen of a home.
I'm making an omelet.
And they went downstairs and discovered that through a low window.
Yes.
In the kitchen, had crawled through and was knocking over shit.
Oh my God.
An 11-foot alligator.
Oh my God.
11-foot alligator.
These fuckers know how to get in your goddamn house now. They're getting smarter.
The trapper was called who removed the alligator. No one was hurt.
Shit. Well, you know, physically. Emotionally.
Can you imagine hearing something going on in your kitchen? You can walk downstairs and on the floor, there's pictures of the monster that you would think. Ugh. Oh, wait, you want to see it?
Yeah.
I almost closed it.
Get the fuck out
that's,
of here.
There's a giant alligator knocking over
that.
Kitchen chairs and stuff.
I'm moving. Yeah, listen, you wake up one day, that fucker wouldn't fit in our kitchen.
Correct. We have a smaller kitchen here at Crab Diving Studios.
Yeah, and if you walked in, if you call it
the galley in a submarine.
Oh yes, if an alligator ever gets in this fucking submarine, we're gone. Fuck that.
Not a lot of gators.
Yeah, there's. Well, no,
we're here we're kind of pretty far inland from
there
gators,
are,
aren't we?
There are. It's Florida, and wherever there's standing water, there is a possibility of a gator. So always keep in mind that, yes, there are lots of alligators.
Like a neighbor's pool?
Whatever,
maybe,
dude.
Something.
I mean, every time people see these alligators wherever, and they're not supposed to be, everyone's surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, nightly, in my mother's neighborhood, there are bear sightings.
There's a bear, or two.
Or two. They're all over the fucking place. These apex predators.
Black bears, right?
Do not fuck with them.
Not the icy color. But are there...
They're black bears.
Black bears, yeah.
Right.
They're small.
My God.
They're little teeny bears.
That bear could kill you and you wouldn't even know. Fucking eating your guts out. There's that one bear in Russia. Some guy in Russia got attacked by a bear, still alive. The bear buried him in a hole, went back, came back to the hole to eat him. Oh, they're small. I'm just saying, dude, these bears will fuck you up.
Go to our Facebook page. I just had to put my face in my hands because I hadn't seen the picture of the giant penis that was cut into the lawn in England near the airport.
Right.
It's from the Independent. Trump faces giant penis mown into mode?
Mode.
But they said moan.
Well.
Moan into field near airport where moan. He lands for UK state visit. It is a giant wanker.
Right.
With two big balls and the words, Oi, Trump. Oi, Trump.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty fucking spectacular.
But, to mow that dick into that field, how do you do that and know that? How do you know how it's going to look?
I don't know. You got to have somebody up in a tree or something.
I wonder if you have a drone you send up probably. There to check. Seems very complicated.
Or something. A ladder.
Right.
Kudos.
Yes.
To whoever the fuck did this.
Right.
In England. Oi, Trump.
Oi.
I hope he saw it. That would be.
Yeah.
That would be spectacular.
There's no way he didn't see it. I mean, right, because it.
Oh, like he's looking out the window, though. I mean.
Yeah, he didn't like anything.
Why would he look out the window? TV until. He lands, yes. I'm sure.
God.
Don't forget, we do this every goddamn weekday, everybody. 2 to Yay. 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. And,
right.
We're available on iTunes and Stitcher and everywhere you want to go.
Wouldn't it bother you? Do you think it bothers the Queen of England that she made Donald Trump very happy with all this pomp and circumstance? That would bother me. That would bother me. I don't want to be the guy on the planet that makes him happy.
Maybe. Oops.
It's disgusting. I mean, Queen, are you worried about being reelected? Do you think that the voters will take it out on you in the polls?
No collusion. Which one? You are fake news. I'm a very stable genius.
That is the Trump sitting on the toilet robot that has been sent to England. It was made in China, I believe.
China.
It's Trump sitting on the toilet with his pants down and the mouth.
Hilarious.
He's tweeting.
Yes.
And the mouth opens a little bit as he says, no collusion,
God,
witch hunt,
great.
and fake news.
Yay.
And then farting.
God.
And other noises. So Trump being greeted by
genius,
the big baby Trump.
Right.
Flying balloon kind of thing. And there's also, they call it dumping Trump.
Right.
Check that out on our Facebook page also, or you can go to just Google it, dumping Trump, and you'll be able to see.
And that big man baby balloon's there, right?
Yeah.
I love that. That's the best.
The big baby balloon.
Right. And is it true they drove the USS McCain over there?
Got it. I would hope
drove
so.
Him, whatever.
There was, what was that? Was it The Onion that said the Secret Service rushed Trump off the stage after somebody spotted somebody holding a picture of
John McCain.
McCain.
Yeah, that's good. I put that on Facebook. It's pretty funny.
That's our president.
Yeah, our president. John McCain's a war hero.
We do have other stories here in the world.
Yes.
Going on. As soon as I find the one that I was looking for.
Right.
Well, this is a pretty typical fare. This is from, I think, Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Michael Comeau.
Okay.
C-O-M-E-A-U. You Comeau. Speak French.
Michael Comeau.
A school principal and yes. recipient of the prestigious Milken Award for Educators.
Milken.
Was one of several chaperones that went from the Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana.
Fuck you, boy!
To Washington, D.C.
Boo.
To explore the nation's capital. Well, he went off and did some exploring on his own free time. Because at 2:20 a.m.,
right,
the Washington, D.C. popo received a call and a complaint of, quote, an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill.
Oh, my God, you idiot.
At Archibald's Gentleman's Club.
Listen, however you feel about strippers, whatever. But if you go there, you pay them. You
pay your bill, yeah.
Pay them.
He was, he got disorderly, refusing to pay his tab.
What the fuck?
When Popo got there, he was found standing in the roadway, refused to move after being asked multiple times. He was arrested for public intoxication, possession of an open container of alcohol.
Yes. What an idiot.
The students at the time were in their hotel rooms with the other chaperones.
Right.
When he went on his little excursion.
Jeez.
Sadly.
Good job.
They weren't waiting for him in the school bus.
This is the principal, right?
He's the principal.
Man. Doesn't it occur to this guy that, I guess he's drunk, right? But wouldn't it occur to you that even if you don't agree with the bill, if you're going to just pay it and dispute it with your credit card company or if you think you got cheated, but...
Well, he's drunk off his ass.
Yeah. Now you're in jail, stupid.
This is according to the Advocate, while there may have been a warning sign earlier, when he worked at Greenbrier Elementary...
Yes.
He allegedly mishandled $120,000 in Hurricane Katrina recovery donations. The funds were meant for instructional purposes, but Comeau resigned in 2006 after an auditor determined the money went mostly to other uses. I don't know what that means.
Yes. What other uses?
I'm reading from The Root. There's been no word on if he cashed the money into all single dollar bills.
That's funny. Shit, that's a good one.
The Diocese of Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Confirmed that he was arrested.
Yes. Oh, this is a Catholic school.
He's been the principal there for 5 years. How does one resign for misappropriating $120,000?
Yes.
And then end up, so this is like cops. Just waddle somewhere else and you get hired.
But this is a Catholic school, right?
Oh, it's just like the priests. Yeah.
Well practiced. They know how to handle this. God, all this guy did was embezzle some money. It's not like he raped a bunch of kids.
Mr. Comeau has submitted his resignation as principal.
You dumb
and
fuck.
An interim principal will be appointed.
Listen, pay your bill at a strip club. Quit being an asshole.
Oh, get this. He also has resigned as a reserve officer for the Brusley Police Department.
Oh, thank God. Another asshole cop off the fucking street. Pay your fucking bill at a fucking strip club.
Right. I have zero problems with going to a titty bar.
Absolutely.
If you want to do that, as long as, you know, there's no shenaniganry going on.
Yes.
With the women being, you know, trafficked and exploited,
right.
Which happens a lot most of the time. But if it's the rare up and up strip club.
Yeah.
Then, I don't have a problem.
Pay your fucking bill. How do you think those strippers pay their bill? Their bills with your fucking money, idiot.
Yeah.
What a dumbass. He got fired.
So that's the Catholic school principal.
Yay. Good job. Good job, Catholics.
I think that was on our Facebook.
Right.
Already yesterday, maybe.
Yeah.
Thanks to I think one of the listeners who sent us to it. Also on our network page on
Yes.
Crab Diving Network on Facebook.
Right. My God. That guy must have, you think this principal just got wasted and was like, I'm going to go to the strip club? Or do you think he was planning that moment? He had a moment by himself. I'm going to go to the strip club. I'll be back. It won't
Nobody
be that.
Knows me here.
Nobody knows me.
I'm 1,000 miles from home. It'll be great.
Everybody knows you now.
Maybe I'll get a handy in the back office, yes. One of the back rooms at the club.
Or maybe I'll end up screaming and standing in the middle of the street with a drink in my hand, caterwauling. Yeah, yeah. He probably doesn't even remember the whole thing.
Thanks to Tina Marie. And like I say, her last name.
Danka!
How people's last names.
Thank you.
Unless they tell us to.
Right.
On the Facebook.
Thank you very much.
Listen to K-Voice, a voice of resistance. Kelly the Voice was at.
Said
convention.
Right. She said Elizabeth Warren killed it, right?
She was, yeah, that I think was her fave.
Yes.
She said, and sent us a clip of Bernie speaking, right, which is awesome. So,
you know, it's
she may have some insights on her next show.
Oh, very cool. You know, it's a shame that there's so much talk. It's about how is Joe Biden's in the lead. His lead is huge. But what about all the policies Elizabeth Warren's putting out there? Does anybody give a fuck about that?
Everybody that hears it.
Yeah.
It's just that she's got to, you know, get her message out more.
Yeah.
I mean, she's doing it, but...
there must be some correlation to the way elections are covered and to television ratings. Do people just want to hear who's in the lead? Is that all they give a fuck about and what the numbers are?
Well, that's how the media does it.
God, how depressing.
They turn it into a horse race. So
yeah.
They sportify it.
Yeah.
Turning us all into soccer yobs.
Right. Oh, thank you.
For many of us, into soccer yobs.
I'm a yob. I've met some yobs. We don't want to be yobs.
Trump transition official indicted on child pornography.
Who is this?
After being a key witness in the Mueller probe.
Oh, shit.
George Nader was a key figure in Trump's official transition team in 2016.
Nader.
But the Washington Post tells us that Nader was questioned during, he was questioned during part of the Mueller's investigation. He worked as a liaison between, Trump supporters, Middle East leaders, and Russians seeking to contact the new administration. He was a key in helping arrange a meeting between Blackwater founder Eric Prince and the Russian official in the Seychelles. Remember that creepy weird
absolutely.
Meeting that Eric Prince was like, oh, I just bumped into some guy in the bar. I don't know.
And the Seychelles are off the beaten path, would you say?
Way off the beaten
path. In the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Yes.
Surrounded by sharks.
Off the west coast of Africa.
Surrounded by sharks.
East coast of Africa, excuse me.
Do you know how many fucking sharks there are in that ocean? You really have to be careful if you go swimming there. It's a fuck ton.
He was stopped when he was arriving at Dulles International Airport.
Yes.
Was served with a subpoena.
Subpoena.
he was.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm going to have to say that every time. Fuck.
He was traveling to the U.S. from Dubai and, quote, was in possession of a cell phone containing visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit contact.
Great.
Conduct.
Yes, and he's a Republican working for Trump. What a shock.
And apparently a serial Republican because he was convicted 28 years ago of transporting child pornography.
Okay.
He received a reduced sentence after influential figures argued privately to the court that he played a valuable role in national security affairs.
How about that white privilege,
his
baby?
Rich, powerful fucking friends were like, hey, what's a little kid diddling when he is important to the nation?
28 years ago, a guy is caught transporting child porn. Does that mean he had actual
God,
pictures?
28 years ago had to be...
I refuse to do the math.
Had to be three and a half inch floppies.
Well, that's what... Well, I was just thinking glossy pictures.
No, they had computers and floppies 30 years ago and stuff. But.
Floppies. I got your floppy.
The case was brought. They say he was trying to free U.S. hostages in Lebanon at the time. That he was brokering deals to try to get the hostages out.
So, like, he also had child porn.
The case was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative launched in 2006 by the DOJ to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation.
Wow. So
according to mandatory minimum laws, he can face 15 years in prison.
But he won't.
And a maximum of 40 years if he is convicted
right
of the crime.
I mean, there's no reason to think he would be convicted or will face all that jail time. I mean, there's just no reason. I mean, maybe
we'll see now if he's served his use to whoever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll cut him like a hot potato. There's no loyalty Washington.
You know what we need more of? I mean, we need less of people using their white privilege to stick up for these fucking pedophiles. We need more people to use their white privilege to speak up for people that need help. You know, use your fucking white super skin for something.
Yeah. Use that armor.
Yeah.
The white skin armor.
Yeah.
We've got, well, you know, Jared.
Oh, yes. Of Subway?
Is Jared Kushner is out in I believe he's in the Middle East saving us all.
Oh, thank you, Jared. We all appreciate
brokering
it.
Mideast peace.
This is a guy that couldn't keep his apartments out of disrepair. But he's going to fix our relations in the Middle East, or fix the Middle East, whatever that fucking
means.
Well,
I mean, one could argue he had no interest in keeping his apartments in repair. Oh, he's a slumlord.
Right.
Nobody believes this is going to go anywhere, apparently, except Trump and Kushner.
Right.
Because even the usually orange hole licking, obsequious Mike Pompeo.
way into Jeebus, by the way, right?
Creepily into Jesus.
How great. And he's our Secretary of State.
Sure.
Oh, that's nice.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo admitted that the Trump administration's Middle East peace plan could be seen as, quote, unexecutable. While Jared Kushner suggested also that the Palestinians aren't capable of governing themselves. How is that going to make the Palestinians come to the table?
Well, I don't think it is, Pat.
Well, they've already said they're not talking to Kushner ever.
Well, I mean, yeah, because Kushner's saying oppress them more. That's what that means.
And, I mean, Kushner and Bibi rip their shirts off and rub their nipples together at every opportunity.
Yeah.
And Bibi is a right-wing nutball who wants to level the Palestinians, genocide them, and get them the fuck out of his land.
Is Pompeo saying it's not executable because of the Palestinians or because Jared's a big load?
He told interviewer Jonathan Swan. This is Kushner, told interviewer Jonathan Swan, there's a high bar for Palestinians to be rid of Israeli interference.
Meaning what?
He's saying they're going to have to do an awful lot.
Do an awful lot. There's a barrier. They're walled in. Yeah. What does he want them to do?
When Jonathan Swan asked him if the Palestinians are capable of governing themselves without Israeli interference, Kushner said, that's a very good question.
Oh,
that's
God.
One that we'll have to see. The hope is that they, over time, will become capable of governing.
Oh, okay.
Thereby
so more
saying
oppressing.
That they can't.
Maybe over time, people will be able to speak out against the Israeli government and not be called anti-Semitic for it. Maybe.
So Jonathan Swan, to his credit, pointed out that the Trump administration has taken a few actions suggesting that it's not honestly brokering a peace deal. For example, quote, the administration closed its consul general in Jerusalem.
Right.
Trump's ambassador to Israel said the country, quote, is on the side of God.
Oh, my God.
The administration moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to occupied Jerusalem, cut millions in humanitarian aid to the Palestinians, including funds for the United Nations relief and work agencies for Palestinian refugees.
So they want to destroy the Palestinians. They don't want to find peace with them.
I would believe that. And he said, Swan said, can you see why the Palestinians might not want to talk to you and that they might not trust you? Jared Kushner said, there's a difference between the Palestinian leadership and the Palestinian people. The actions we've taken were because America's aid is not entitlement, right? If we make certain decisions, which we're allowed to as a sovereign nation, to respect the rights of another sovereign nation, and we get criticized by that government, the response of this president is not to say, oh, let me give you more aid. So because he's contradicting himself. He says it's different between the leadership and the people, yet he's admitting that they're punishing the leadership. They're punishing the people for shit the leadership is doing. They're stopping aid to the Palestinian people.
Why, if they were interested in finding a solution, why do you stop that aid?
He said, with regards to the Palestinian people, I do believe that they want to have a better life. And I do think that they're not going to judge. At that point, Swan said, so they don't mind their aid being cut. At one point, he said something about being trusted. And Jared said, well, I'm not here to be trusted. Well, if you're trying to broker a deal between two people that don't trust each other or trust each other 0.0%, then when you are a broker, you're supposed to be the trusted person in the equation that each side trusts to broker a fair deal between the two people. So, but he's saying, I don't care if the Palestinians don't trust me.
They don't want a deal.
Fuck them.
Jared doesn't want a deal.
Jared is 100% coming from a Zionist, conservative, BB sucking, fuck the Palestinians. It's our right to subjugate you and kick you off your land.
I mean,
position.
Jimmy Carter wanted peace in the Middle East, right?
Yes, he did. He did Egypt and Israel.
Right. But why do you think he wanted that? I mean, why do you think?
Because it's in the world's best interest.
Yeah.
Countries aren't killing each other.
So I don't know. Is that in Trump's best interest to have peace in the Middle East? You know, I mean, does he care? Does he get anything out of it? Or does he get more out of chaos, violence?
I think he would love to see the Palestinians be kicked out of Palestine and Israel one state. And, you know, they're like, well, they can vote, but they do the same shit in Israel to the Arabs that we do here to black people.
Yeah.
They suppress the vote.
They can vote.
They accidentally close polling places in Arab neighborhoods.
Yeah,
it's the exact same fucking thing the Republicans do here is what Bibi's conservative party and the other conservative parties in Israel are doing. And if you want to talk about what the people want versus what the leaders want.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate Bibi.
And it's he had the no confidence vote, right?
There's a lot of liberals in Israel that want him the fuck out of there. And he barely won this last time. And in fact, they had to call off some other shit recently. Because he can't put together a coalition.
Yeah.
So they've got to have new elections.
Because they'll have something called a no confidence vote, right? Where they have to rebuild their government or...
No confidence is different. Yeah. But it's the same thing. They're just having a... That's when they have a coalition.
Yes.
And the people decide they don't have confidence in the coalition. Bibi can't even put together a coalition. He can't unite... parties,
right,
to form a government. That's
he's like Trump,
that's
right?
How these parliamentary deals work.
Yeah.
So even with the right wingers that he was courting, and
he can't get those guys.
He's a right winger, but there are people who are like, we need to level the Palestinians now, kill them all, get them out of there, and they're all terrorists.
Yeah.
Same thing they do here. Trump's doing here. The Mexicans coming over the border, they're all criminals.
Oh, yeah. They're ISIS.
And terrorists.
Right.
And
they're rapists.
MS-13.
Sure. And fascism.
That's how Bibi's party and the conservatives of Israel treat the Palestinians. They're all complicit. They voted in Hamas to lead them. Therefore, when Hamas throws a rocket at us, it's everybody's fault.
Yeah. Any kind of resistance is terrorism.
When most people just want to live their fucking lives and not have to go through 3-hour checkpoints to go
to
work.
Is that how long they are?
Hours long sometimes. To go from the occupied West Bank into the city?
Are most of the jobs in the city? Probably.
I would guess.
Yeah.
It's a gulag inside the West Bank.
God.
Basically.
And they can just shut that gate off, lock it off, and then you're just stuck, right?
Yeah.
It's at their whim if they want to open it back up.
It's nothing. Israel never does any wrong.
Absolutely.
Israel deciding to expand and level neighborhoods to expand to put some of their people. That's okay. Fine. That's their right to do that.
And some Democrats even feel that way.
And Obama was like, knock that shit off.
Yeah.
And a two-state solution should include going back to the borders from before that Israel originally had.
Yeah.
Before they started creeping.
Settlements, right?
Before they started creeping and just summarily knocking over houses.
Is this one of these things that we aren't going to be able to fix what Trump did? I mean, let's say Trump is not elected in 2020. We get a progressive and the progressive's like, we want to move our embassy back. We're not going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. I mean, could they do that?
Sure. I don't know if they would at this point, if the damage has already been done. But, and one of the goals eventually was to move the embassy to Jerusalem as a carrot to help both sides try to broker a deal. So there were things that Trump did just to suck up to the Israelis,
yes,
that we had before said, this is for you guys when you start playing nice.
So now Jared doesn't have that leverage.
Well, right. And the Palestinians won't even talk to Jared.
Yeah.
They think he's a piece of shit and has no business being involved.
Right.
And that he's a stooge for Bibi. And I believe they're 100% correct. But of course, we're being anti-Semitic. For challenging Bibi and the Israeli policies towards Palestine.
God, Democrats, how much money are you going to take from that lobby?
So that's what's going on in the Mideast.
Yay, Jared.
Looks like Jared may not be saving the Mideast after all. I know we're all shocked to hear that.
We were promised. We were promised.
He's loathsome. I saw that interview with Jonathan Swan, and he is just a smug, sanctimonious little prickle. He really is. He's just an annoying, overly eyebrow tweezed little fuck of a worthless scumbag who's, again, like Trump, failed upwards.
Entitled.
His entitled life. Yep.
And to think, Ivanka and Jared were supposed to rein Trump in. We're supposed to keep an eye on him. Wonderful.
There was a horrific shooting over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thoughts and prayers, please. Don't
Thoughts
politicize
and prayers,
this.
12 dead people. And, life goes on.
Our
here
government
in America
doesn't give a fucking shit. You know what Cory Booker said? He's on day one, if he's elected, he's going to do an executive order for some gun control. Something.
Yeah. But the mayor of Virginia Beach, where the shooting occurred, 12 people were killed in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Right.
On Friday evening at a government building there. But Bobby Dyer, the Republican mayor of Virginia Beach. Oh, my God. Get this.
Yeah.
Former professor of government at Pat Robertson's Regent University.
Oh, my God. I am vomiting.
So how wonderful is this guy?
Oh, God.
He's warning everyone, you know, we shouldn't have a knee-jerk reaction about guns because of this.
Hey, what's his name? What's his dickhead?
Mayor Bobby Dyer.
Hey, Mayor Bobby Dyer, relax. No one's taking your guns. No one's taking anyone's guns. Ask the pile of dead children at Sandy Hook. No one's taking your fucking guns, you fuck.
So on MSNBC, he was questioned, and they were wondering why in Virginia, guns are legal in government buildings.
No.
And he spat forth the usual NRA template bullshit.
Fuck you.
Quote, I'll tell you what, right now, this is a very recent thing. I think we just got to be careful that we don't just have a knee-jerk reaction where we wind up galvanizing all with the talk. So in other words, if everybody decides they're outraged by these guns everywhere, we shouldn't let that happen and be a knee-jerk reaction. We don't want people galvanizing.
You know
that
what?
Sounds like democracy.
Oh, absolutely. You know what's more dangerous than galvanizing? Bullets, you dickhead. Killing kids, killing people.
And he kind of did the, you know, now's not the time. He said, at some point in the future, Americans should, quote, all sit down as a society and have a rational conversation on this topic. It's obviously that. Obviously?
Obviously.
I wonder if he said it. I would say it's obvious that something has got to be done in some way, but that's going to be determined.
Well, whatever. This guy wants a rational. You cannot. The truth is, you can't have a rational discussion with Republicans about guns. It's
anything.
Fucking impossible.
What can you have rational Republican
not one
discussions
fucking thing.
With, I might ask.
Not one fucking thing. Steve Scalise gets shot by an AR-15. Does he support gun control?
No.
No, fuck no. He almost died. What a fucking moron.
Because he takes a lot of money from the NRA.
How much money? I mean, he was nearly killed. You fuck.
Well, and all we see are the above the board money that goes to their campaigns.
Oh,
and
oh
stuff.
Yes.
I have the 0.0 oh, yeah, doubt. Yeah.
The under the table handies.
There's money and other favors going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, hey, there's a spot for you on the board of Remington. When you leave Congress, you know, you won't have to do shit and you'll make $1 million a year.
Listen. I know the Democrats have problems, sure, but there is nothing to be gained from working with this other side. No one fucking thing. Now, I know AOC passed that fucking anti-lobbying thing, whatever, but these fucking Republicans are useless. They're fucking useless.
God, I don't know which story to. We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show. It went fast today.
Yay.
Thanks for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow at the usual bat time, usual bat channel.
Yes.
Bat shit time, bat shit channel.
Fuck Trump.
Not us. We're completely sane.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the times.
I'm not crazy.
I'm not crazy. Just ask me.
Mm-hmm. I'm a stable genius. Fuck you.
All right, let's do this one quickly. This is not the greatest news.
Yes.
The environmental, and I'm putting quotes around the word, protection agency. Now, the newly named Environmental Protection Agency under Republicans.
Okay.
Environmental Protection.
Right. Agency. A lot of air quotes. I can't even breathe. There's no air.
This makes no sense other than licking the pee holes.
Wow.
Of this industry. They want to raise the threshold of a chemical found in rocket fuel in our drinking water to triple the previous limit allowed.
Why? What kind of Brita filter do I need to allow for this shit?
The EPA's latest move to weaken environmental and health protections. The Environmental Protection Agency's latest move to weaken protections. Released notice last Thursday requesting public comment.
Oh.
which yes. they'll ignore.
Oh, of course. Fascism.
To raise the maximum level allowed for the chemical perchlorate, which is linked to thyroid problems, they want to raise it to 15 or to 56 micrograms per liter of water, three times higher than what the EPA had previously recommended as a safe level for drinking water, which was 15 micrograms per liter.
Why three times? Because somebody in that industry said, some pollutant said, you know, it would help us if we could have this number instead of this one.
The companies are probably saying, well, it's really not that dangerous, and we would save so much money if we didn't have to try to clean this stuff out of the water.
Oh, you fucking Bernie bros, you soft-brained fucking idiots.
And I've got a son who's not real bright, and we've got to pay $100,000 to get him into Harvard.
Ooh, oh, yeah, yeah.
In addition to the change, the EPA is seeking comment on three other alternate options. Setting it to 18 micrograms per liter, just two above where it was.
Oh, okay.
To 90 micrograms per liter, or abolishing the rule of regulating it altogether.
That's what they're talking about right there, baby. Fuck that.
The news comes after a decade-long delay following a lawsuit by the National Resources Defense Council demanding that the EPA set an enforceable standard. So it was a recommendation before, the 15.
Okay.
But it was never enforceable. Right. Now they want to make it enforceable, but they want to make it a ridiculously high number enforceable.
That's strange.
The senior director for health at the NRDC, that's the National Resources Defense Council. Oh, we got to go.
Fake news.
Said, this is enough to make you sick. Literally. As a result, millions of Americans will be at risk of exposure to dangerous levels of this toxic chemical in their drinking water.
Oh, fuck.
In addition to rocket fuel, you can find it in fireworks, airbags, matches, signal flares, some food packaging, and munitions. It fucks with your thyroid.
Yeah, yeah.
Two states currently have stricter enforceable standards.
Okay.
Take a guess. California.
Oh, shit.
At 6 micrograms per liter. Enforceable.
So they want to change.
Massachusetts, 2 micrograms per liter. Enforceable.
What about Florida?
I don't have that information. So that's what they're trying to do. They're seeking public comment. If you can
thank you.
Google that and try to figure out where you can go comment. It'll be utterly ignored because Republicans don't care about democracy and public opinion at all.
Or people. They don't give a fuck.
We have to hit turbo on the exit here. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Go to his website, radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Beta Skate.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.